five of the seven people charged with corruption, money laundering and fraud relating to alleged corruption at Basasa were granted 20,000 rand bail each in the Pretoria Specialised Commercial Crimes Court this afternoon. Let's bring into the conversation Hawks spokesperson Hangwani Mulaudzi, who has all the details for us. Hangwani, good evening to you and thanks for your time. Who exactly appeared in court today?
Well, we have five suspects that appeared today. Mr. Agrizi, Mr. Gillingham, Mr. Fantoner, Mr. Bonaficio, and Mr. Foster. Those are the five individuals. Added to that, there are three companies that were also added. Mm-hmm. That is African Global Operations, Sondolo IT, as well as Pezulu Fencing.
So did representatives of those last three companies also appear today?
No. The representatives were not there, but it was mentioned in the court processes today that they will also be given the charge sheet. So I'm quite sure when we go back on the 27th of March, their representatives would have already been contacted by them.
All right. Are you expecting to make any more arrests aside from these three in the next few weeks?
Well, the investigation was primarily focused on these eight suspects because so far we've got five and the three entities. So right. I'm not, obviously, with the new evidence that is being led as part and parcel of the State Capture Commission, I'm sure that the national head will make a determination as to whether there should be further investigations or not.
Now, 20,000 rand appears to be a relatively small amount of bail compared to the large sums mentioned in these allegations, which run into more than 1.5 billion rand, I understand. Are you satisfied with these bail conditions?
Yeah, look, we view bail, you know, we mustn't view bail as a punitive measure. But what I'm saying is that the suspects, they have been cooperating with us very well. They were contacted yesterday. They were given a deadline to hand themselves over today, this morning at 7 o'clock. And all of them were there. There were conditions that we put forward to them, and they complied. So we felt that it was not necessary for us, and I think we did not have any grounds to oppose bail. Hence, we agreed on that amount. And if there's anything untoward from their side and they revoke those rights, and unfortunately that is when we will be able to take action against them.
How far are you with the investigation into this matter?
Well, we are done. Joanne, we said it last year. I think it was in November or beginning of December. Yes. That the investigations were completed. We were just waiting for the NPA to go through the documents on the docket itself. Of course, there will be a charge sheet that will have to be produced out of it. So we were just waiting for that process to be concluded, and hence the culmination thereof today.
Has the bulk of the evidence come from Angelo Agrizi?
No. It's investigations that were conducted by the Hawks. As well as the recommendations, of course, that came from the report from the SIU.
To the best of your knowledge, Hangwani, has Angelo Agrizi, is he being treated as every other suspect in this case, or has he reached any kind of special deal with the NPA?
I'm not aware of any special deal. Hence, we had to take him to court. So to us, and to, as far as I know, he's a suspect in this case.
In terms of your investigation or the court side of it, when does the case actually resume?
Well, I think after we have collected all the accused that have been appointed in this case, investigations are accounted for. Mm-hmm. The investigations have been completed, of course. So you will never know if the defense might come with other requests to the court that might delay, the case itself. But mm-hmm. What I know for a fact is that because the investigations have been completed, it's just the formality to make sure that everybody is accounted for, and then the state will then ask for a trial date.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Hangwani Mulaudzi, the Hawks.